From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for Mission Sunday. Thank you for everyone who is here. I pray the Lord you speak to our hearts, you affect our lives. Let us also rise up and affect a life. Thank you for being with us and blessing our time together. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. You're welcome again. We're looking at tithing. And I believe tithing is very, very connected to missions. You get it? Because when you talk about tithing, when you talk about tithing, you're talking about money for the church. Are you with me? Is that a phone? Can you turn it? Please tell the people to put their phone on silence. All right? I know some of you use your phone for note-taking and for Bible references, but just make sure that it's on silence so that it doesn't ring. Is that a music from somewhere? From outside or from inside? I hear something. Is it from outside? Outside. It's from outside. Okay. All right, that's okay. Right. So we're talking about tithing, and we're saying that tithing has a lot to do with ministry, okay? And it has a lot to do with missions also. Are you with me? Because when you talk about tithing, you're talking about having money for the church. How many of you pay tithe? Only 10 people. How many of you do not pay tithe? You didn't even understand what I'm talking about. That's okay. You can raise your hand. You don't pay tithe. How many people pay tithe? I saw a few people. How many don't pay tithe? Then I don't get anybody. It's just a question. All you have to do is just to answer the question. Yeah, and just be free. Do you get it? But you see, on Mission Sunday, we have to really remember what this whole church thing is about. And tithing is you know, your first step to ministry. If you're going to tithe, it means that you are somebody who understands this church thing. Are you with me? Right. Now, the first missionary ever is Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is the first person who left his home country and entered into a world that he wasn't familiar with, in a certain sense. Yeah. He was sent from... You compare heaven and earth and see if there's any similarity. Yeah. In heaven, there's no GPL. God is the light in heaven. Yeah. The difference between heaven and earth is so vast that the Bible says that God's ways are not our ways. As high as the heavens are above the earth. So Jesus left his glory, he left his country, he left his people. He was the Son of God. He was God and he is God. He left his throne. He left his comfort zone. And he came down here on earth to be a preacher. Many of us can't leave our bed on a Sunday morning. Just your bed. Some of you, I don't know why you come to church late. I don't like lateness. I don't like there are some things I don't like. I don't like people who don't love God. Especially Christians who don't love, I don't like them. Because my understanding is that when you give your life to Christ, you have a certain understanding. So if we have to fight with you and get you on track, there's something about your lack of understanding when it comes to God. I don't like such people. I like people who do things. I was explaining in New Amsterdam last night why I should be radical. All right. No, if you know how you used to live your life before now, you have every reason to be crazy for Jesus Christ. Unless you were not a bad boy or bad girl before. I've been a bad boy before. So when it comes to God, don't come and joke with me here. Yeah. I tell you. So those who say they love God, they know God and they've accepted God and they are not serious, I can't comprehend. Yeah. Because if you understand the price that was paid for a king to leave his kingdom and his throne and enter into this dark world, and not just come and live and just do good, but he came, he lived, he did ministry, he preached, he spoke about the kingdom, and then we crucified him at the end of the day. Yeah. Because he's God, he rose again from the dead. And he gave the instruction to his disciples. He said, go ye into the world. Go ye into the world and preach the gospel. He said, those that believe, baptize them. His last words should be our first command. Now, when it comes to obeying the words of Jesus Christ, you have to understand the price that has been paid for you. You see, there are many people who become successful and they say, you know what, I know how my mother, as a single parent, used to, you know, sell everything. She sold her clothes to pay my school fees, all of that. People honor these things, but people don't honor the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary for them in the church. If you see a child passing CXC with top grades, eight distinctions, or commendation drums with 500 or whatever, it's a hard work. And my parents, nobody ever says Jesus Christ. Few people. And that was one of the disappointments my father talks about. My father in the ministry talks about, Obama. When you talk about Obama, you talk about disappointment. Obama is a shame to the black race. For all of you who love Obama. I prefer Trump, who will not like us. We know that he's a white man. Than a black man who doesn't also like black people. That's worse. It's like the Germans and the Dutch. I live in Holland. The Dutch are more hypocritical than the Germans. Hitler's people are more kinder. Germans are more kinder than Dutch people. I tell you. Oh, yes. Any day. I prefer a German to a Dutch. The Dutch are very pretensive. They smile with you, but they don't like you. As for the German, we know that a dead German is a good German. That's the only dead. Like a dead coolie is a good coolie. Is that what you people say here? I don't believe it, but you know. Yeah, we don't believe it because we love coolie people too. I don't know about you black people. You racial bad. Especially if you're from Georgetown and East Lapeditans. We can't be racial at all. But no, if you the white people, if you get to know them, you understand the difference between them. I prefer a German to a Dutch any day. Look at the history. Germans never colonized any country. The Dutch did, including Guyana. And they built Guyana. They built the sea wall. They named the towns. Blegeze. You say Blegeze. It's Bleigezicht. Vergenoegen. Vergenoegen. They were part of all this thing. The Dutch are more wicked than the Germans. Yeah. Yeah. They were pirates. They will kill people on sea for their pepper and their salt. Yeah, and their ginger and their spices. Pirates of the Caribbean. Now, that's the Dutch people. They still control Aruba and Curacao and these Netherlands until somewhere. They still have a hold there. Germans are free. The only thing they did was they killed the Jews. That was Hitler. No, so man. So you look at it. So if the world does not appreciate the cross, then you and I must appreciate the cross. Are you with me? We must appreciate the cross because Some God. It's even me who left. People normally think that I came straight from Africa. I'm an African. I'm from Ghana, West Africa. I'm from the Ashanti region. I'm from Asante Achimagogo. I'm an Ashanti man. I'm from the Ashanti tribe. I did not come from Ghana to Guyana. Otherwise, the difference wouldn't have been any big. I came from the Netherlands, where I lived for 15 years. Compare Netherlands to Georgetown, Guyana, and see the difference. It's not New Amsterdam across the Babies River, no. I'm talking about the Netherlands. So you see that missions is so critical. For me to even come and live here, for Jesus to also come down here on earth and live here, he had to reduce his lifestyle. Yeah. No, I don't know any comfort you can compare to here to abroad. Which one? Name it, let me see. The only comfort is that the police, you can just... Last night, I was coming from New Amsterdam. Yeah. No, I've actually not slept. I slept about 1 or 1.5 hours or so. Because I go home around... When I was getting ready to... It was about 3 a.m. I said, no, I can't sleep now. Because we are praying at 4:30. I told the people 4:30. So I can't. So I was awake up till the prayer call at 4:30. Then I think I went into a nap after the 6 o'clock. Then I got ready and I came. Since last night, I traveled to Babies, I preached, I came back. All night I've been up, but technically. Can you do that for Jesus? You enable. You enable. You cannot give up sleep for Jesus Christ. You cannot. It's too difficult for you. Especially your children also. I know all you Guyanese, you can't give your child that you fornicated and had with. The fornicated child you have is so precious to you than anything in the church. I know you. That's how you behave, Guyanese. Yeah. And I'm telling you, your child came out of fornication. If you see, when you bring up those things, and I will tell you the way it is. If you're humble, we'll forget about it and we'll act as if you never fornicated. But if you bring your children in front of the church and try to make your children and that boy that you are sleeping, having sex with, like he's important, we'll tell you just as the Bible says it. Godfrey, is it not true? Yes, that's the truth. So if you want us to forget about the truth, let us all be humble and be here. Otherwise, we'll explain what you did. You fornicated. Yeah. Yeah, rah. We taking a rah. It's a rah. You may not like what I'm saying, but that's the truth. Many Guyanese fornicate. Even still in the church, you fornicate. You are sitting here, the girl you're having sex with is not your wife. She's lively, right here, right in the church. And you don't want us to talk about it. And you are so proud also. I was telling Reverend Easton, I said, you know, to say some of these things, you don't know how much authority it takes to say the things I'm saying. You may laugh at it, you may say, but not everybody can see the things I say. It's a sign of power and authority. We're coming from New Amsterdam, and then before the Babies Bridge, when the police, when they stop me, I just continue. When they stop, I continue. When they stop, they do that. And then I just slow down and I continue. What are they looking for? So when they say, I slow down, when I get close to them, then I continue. Yeah. So last night, my windows were down. So I stopped. And this female police officer. Said, interior light. I said, interior light? What do you want interior lights for? So they turned the interior lights on. Then she saw that there was one space because there were only two people at the back. Then she asked me whether I can drop a police officer on her. I said, I'd love to, but I cannot. All right, carry on. Like I owe her something. I'm carrying on. What do you think I was doing? I was going to stay there. I'm carrying on. A disgrace to the police to ask a person. You don't even know who you are talking to. Because that's how we behave. Anybody will just take anybody in the car. Hey. Police officer say he wants a lift. So when you're in the car, what do I talk about? You invade my privacy. In my car too, you want to come into my life. What do you mean? We don't even know who you are. Before I realize, you pull out a gun and then we're what kind of thing is that? All right, carry on. Like she vexed. It was like, I owe you something. Life on the dam. The difference is wild. Heaven, you walk on gold. Here, you walk in the sand. Yeah. Jesus rebuked people who were complaining, the woman washing his feet with the alabaster was like, you, when I came, you didn't give me anything for my feet. You know where I come from? There's no dust. And so he came and he preached about the kingdom. And he commissioned 12 apostles to continue preaching about the kingdom. And we have become, we have inherited that same ministry and same gospel. And today we are here. And so the founder of our church, very, very anointed man of God, sent me from my nice life in Europe. Yeah. Sweet life. Yeah. Yeah. Where were we living at? Staverenstraat, number 24. 1324 PK in Almere Stad. Yeah. Moved us 15 years. Said, go to Guyana. I said, where's Guyana? I went to talk to a Guyanese. The man said, I'll never advise you to go to Guyana. Real Guyanese. Born Guyanese. He's married to a white lady, so he enjoying himself. He said, he will never advise me to go to Guyana. I said, really? I told my wife, don't worry, we'll go. And we came. We've been here for 14 years. Now, when I got here, I got to Trinidad in February of 2005. Around the 3rd of February 2005, I landed in Trinidad and Tobago. And on the 14th of March, I came to Guyana, 2005. By the time I was coming here, I already was secured of a salary. I'm telling you something. Before this church started on the 21st of August in 2005, I was being paid every month. Ask me where the money was coming from. From somebody's tithe somewhere. So that I could forget about any trouble, forget about any worry, forget about what my wife and children going to eat, forget about what I was going to wear, forget about all those things and focus on what Jesus has called us to do, to go into all the nations and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. So from the 1st of March, I entered into the full-time ministry. So when I came to Guyana, everything, the package that full-time ministers enjoy, I started enjoying it even before this church was born. Somebody had to give an offering somewhere. Somebody had to give a tithe somewhere. So when you don't pay tithe and you are in a church, it means you don't understand ministry. I don't know what other pastors do with their tithe, but I know what we do with our tithe. I can tell you that. I don't know what other churches do with their tithe. Maybe the tithe is for the pastor, it's for his family vacation, whatever. But I know what we do with tithe. We use tithe purposefully. Yeah. Our church in Jamaica promised us some money to help with the project. And so they send us the money. And Bishop David told me, oh, they've sent me some money. So, wow, praise the Lord. Since the people have stopped supporting, at least we're happy. So he asked me, have I received it? I said, oh, no, I've not received it. He said, are you sure? I said, oh, no, you should go and check. So I went to the bank. They said, oh, no, there's no money in our account. I said, oh, why? Then so I went back to Bishop David. I said, Charlie, BD, the thing is not here. He said, oh, why? Then he got a message from his bank that the money was returned. I'm talking about missions. So he sent me an image of the email from the bank. The bank that says that the money from Jamaica, Lighthouse Chapel International, Portmore, Kingston, Jamaica, to Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, that money has been returned. So he told me I should go to the bank and find out why they returned the money. Because this is not the first time they've sent a contribution. Now and then, they will help. So it's not like the name of the church is wrong. The account, I can tell you everything. The bank account, the transit number, the SWIFT code, all of it is in my head. I don't even have to. I can close my head and tell you the wire transfer details. It's so simple. So I went to the bank. They said they never received any money to return it. So you don't pay tithe, when you don't contribute to the cathedral, you don't understand the spiritual fight and battles that we are going through for the sake of the preaching of the gospel. The bank said there's no trace of any incoming money funds that was returned. But the money went back. Whether by air or by sea or by road, the money went back to Germany. So I asked him, please resend. And so he resend the money on the 7th of November. From Jamaica to Guyana, 2-3 working days, you get it. Especially once the banks are the same. 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. He asked me, what's the latest? I said, oh, the latest, I've not seen any money. 12th, 13th, 14th. Thursday was 14th. Friday, 15th. I checked Thursday, the money wasn't there. Seven days. 15th, I checked the money wasn't there. I began to pray. So 15th in the afternoon, when I asked for it to be checked, and I realized that the money was breathing in the bank account. 8 days. It was breathing. I said, welcome, money, welcome. You are coming to do something good. If you are where I am, you can see the fight to build the church. If you go to Samaria, the place is quiet, like nothing is happening. But that's not how we started. So when it comes to tithing, if you don't tithe, you are showing lack of understanding in the area of ministry work. So we started looking at a few things, isn't it? Why tithing is the first step into ministry. And number one, do you have number one? How many points do you have? Only one? Okay, I'll give you another one and we'll close. So number one is what? Tithing is your first step to the obedience of minor instructions that will prepare you for weightier matters of ministry. If you're going to understand and do ministry, tithing is one of the easiest. If you can't give a tenth of your money or your salary to God, you can't do anything else. You can't put money where it belongs. You can't put Mammon where he belongs. You cannot serve God and Mammon. You cannot. You can't serve God and Mammon. So if you can't in your life put Mammon in the right place where he's supposed to be, as light as that, you can't enter into other areas of ministry. Yeah. Whenever Jesus spoke about money, he spoke about money in a bad light. It's we are the ones who like money. Yeah, it is we who like money. Anytime Jesus spoke about rich people, the guy who came to Jesus and said he wanted to, what should he do to enter the kingdom? What did Jesus tell him? He told him, he tested his faith a little bit. Then finally he said, go and give away everything you have and come and follow me. The guy couldn't. And Jesus said, oh, it is so difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom. So the money you're looking for, it makes your heart even so hard to do the things of God. That's why you see a lot of poor people serve God more than rich people. Because money comes, blessed are the poor. Money comes to make your heart hard. Money comes to control your life. Money comes to dictate, it even makes you proud. So as people are looking for money, people are working for money, they are actually working to their own detriment. God is what we need. I said, God is what we need. So when you pay tithe, you are actually starting to understand the minor things in life and ministry. Yeah. Number two, paying your tithe is your first step towards understanding God's pattern for ministry. Understanding God's pattern for ministry. And people running? You didn't go and run? Or you finished running? You didn't go and run? Okay. Not on a Sunday. God's pattern for ministry. What is God's pattern for ministry? It's the tithing. It's the offering. How do you think the church can move forward without your offering? Without your tithe? How else? How can the country move on without taxes? Look at all the taxes that the government takes from us. And we still don't see any prosperity in our lives. All kinds of taxes. All kinds of taxes. Yeah. All kinds of... we pay tax. We don't see what the tax does. But how can you live in a country and not contribute? How can you live in a home, a house, and not contribute to the well-being and the development of the house? How? So God's pattern for ministry is that the people who believe in God and love God will give a tenth of their increase, will give free will offerings to the promotion and the propagation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Where the church is concerned, we cannot go out there and beg. You see, when I came to Guyana, I had something against doing barbecue and begging people for money and writing letter for donations and giving people a sheet of paper and going and going, oh, please for donation, knocking people's door. There's something wrong about that. And we do that in Guyana because people in the church don't give money. When you ask people to give $1,000, $2,000, the people say, what? You see, I've been pastoring for 24 years. I've lived in a few countries. I know cultures and all of that. One thing about Nigerians, if you know Nigerians, Nigerians are great givers. I'm from Ghana. Nigerians will give you just like that. And I have pastored Nigerians for so many years. In my life in Europe, Netherlands, I had a lot of Nigerians. I even have a son now who is a reverend minister from Benin City. Who is Oje Sikoba, who is preaching, traveling all over the world, preaching and selling books of the prophet. Whenever I see something that you want to buy drums, I don't struggle with the Nigerians. It's the Ghanaians who count their money. Ghanaians, Lord God Almighty. But Nigerians know how to give. Even in Trinidad, I've been going to Trinidad for many years, since I came into the country in 2005. Trinidad is a place I go, also because I oversee the churches there. For many years, as I go to Trinidad, the only person who will give me an envelope when I'm returning is a Nigerian, not the Trinidadians. And he doesn't even come to church regularly. It's only when he hears I'm in town that he comes to the church. And yet, after the preaching and everything, he will find himself in the pastor's office where I am and come and kneel down and bow down and give me an envelope. No Ghanaian, no Trinidadian will give me even 100 titi to say, oh, preacher man, I was blessed by your message. Take this and as you are going to Ghana, buy some chocolate for your wife and children. Only a Nigerian. Because people don't understand what money does for ministry. And God's pattern. When we talk about God's pattern, it's not how the government wants it. It's not how you want it. It is the founder of the church. It's Jesus who said, I will build my church. The first time the word church came into use, it came out of Jesus' mouth in Matthew chapter 18. He says that you are the rock. He was talking to Peter. He said, upon this rock, I will build my church. Nobody came up with the name church but Jesus Christ.
And so for Jesus to build his church, he has his own way of maintaining and running the church. And that pattern is that people in the church will believe in the cause of the church, will believe in the kingdom of heaven. People who are saved and born again will part with their money, will give their money, their tithe and the first fruits of their increase to the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is why before you become a Christian, your heart must change. Your heart must change when you become a Christian. Otherwise, you enter Christianity and still think and behave the way you want to think and behave. Yes. A Christian is somebody whose heart has been touched, whose heart actually God lives. God lives in a Christian's heart. That place is occupied by God himself. And therefore, Bible says out of the heart comes out. Out of the issues of life, the issues of life comes out of the heart. And so if Jesus is the ruler of your heart, then the things that come out of your heart are things that actually encourage the kingdom of God, promotes the kingdom of God, is in the favor of the Lord of Jesus. So that is why you don't have to look very far to see somebody who is actually an anti-God. You don't have to go far. If somebody is somebody who is an anti-God personality, you see that they don't promote and like the things of God.
I don't know if I'm talking to somebody this morning.
People whose hearts are ruled by Jesus Christ don't fight the church. They don't fight the pastor. They don't fight the bishop. They don't fight the things of the church. They are not stingy. They give freely. They are willing to do anything. Anything you want them to do, they jump on occasion and they do it. Those who are anti-God, who Jesus is not ruling their heart, you see how you fight them. And many of you are like that. Unfortunately, you have to fight you for things to work. But that's the mission also. Because Jesus had to fight people. When he was healing people on the Sabbath day, they say, why are you doing such a good thing on the Sabbath day? What do you want? Is it the good thing we are doing on the Sabbath day we have to respect? What are you talking about? Yeah. And I've said this for many years. We have a culture where the women don't like to work domestically. No, the women in Guyana don't like domestic work. Because the men are home, so they use the men as wives. Yeah. You should go to Africa and see how women behave. It's true. Because for what I know, a woman to be. Women are interested in cleaning the church. In this church? There's no women. Yeah, look at your face. When was the last time you cleaned this church? Was it Gift? Gift Iduoku?
Yes.
Who was doing, was it nursing here, Nigerian, was doing medicine here? She was studying and she's a doctor now somewhere. She went to the Philippines and all of that. She was one of the few Nigerians who also came and joined us and then would come Saturday with sisters and clean. I was wondering what the Guyanese girls were picking from that behavior. But many people didn't learn anything. No, you see, let me tell you, if you give me any bigger platform, I will say the same things I'm saying. A woman is a woman. A wife is a home wife. It's cooking, washing, cleaning, sexing. That's all. That is what I told you, that the newer generation has even spoiled things. Because even up to maybe our generation and a few generations behind us, the woman never lies on top of the man. It's wrong. It's wrong. Who's the boss? I said, who's the boss? Yeah. It's... Everything okay? Please, is everything okay? I'm preaching. Yeah. I'm sorry, please. Let's I'm preaching, please. Yeah, I'm preaching. Is everything okay? I can stop and sir, everything okay? Do you need something? You're okay. Oh, you don't speak English? Okay, je comprends français? Oh, français. Okay. C'est bon. Don't worry. So he doesn't understand. Okay. Who speaks French? Yeah, who speaks French? Haiti?
Yeah.
Port-au-Prince?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to interpret for him? Maybe you sit next to him. Yeah. Français? Are you all French speaking? Oh, French?
All of us.
Oh, okay, wow. You're welcome. Put your hands together for the French speakers. Wow, okay. Wow. So you speak both languages. Oh, my. Is it possible? Okay, so forgive us. Tell him I'm saying you should forgive me. And so next time when you come, we'll just keep you somewhere, and then you can interpret what is happening. All right? Yeah? Okay. Merci. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. I speak Dutch. If you were a Dutch speaker, I would have changed right now. And somebody should have been saying English to the people. Now preaching Dutch from beginning to the end. But yeah, I think there are some Spanish speakers also. You speak for. Are there some Spanish speakers here? Espanol. Jojo, where's your Spanish? Bring your Spanish out. Are there some Spanish speakers around? Spanish. Oh, you speak Spanish? Oh, so you speak French?
English.
Wow. Did you live in Santo Domingo before or something? Yeah, but you speak. Wow. Nice. So we should talk to him. So he helps us with the translation, isn't it? Yeah. And when I say de rien, then you see, you know. Hey, I was supposed to do O-level French. I ran away. Yeah. It was compulsory for science students because our assistant headmaster said, you can't do science and not do literature and French. Then we told him, what's your problem? So we all registered for GCE O-levels, French and English literature, which is English B. When it was time for the orals, the examiner was mentioning names. A class of about 50 people. I think only two people went. The examiner asked herself whether she has the right list. We didn't go. Hey, French was, c'est difficile, eh? Français, c'est difficile. Oh. Tell him my French is coming, oh my God. Hey. No, we have some French books, right, G? We have some French books. So we'll give you a few of them when you're going, all right? Yeah. Darien. Wow. We have a church in Haiti, you know. Yeah. We have a lot of French churches. It's Mission International. Je suis qui guéri. Yeah. International. Hey, I've stopped speaking English. All right. So let's continue and, you know, hopefully our brother will not be too disconnected as we go. It's very interesting to go to a place and somebody's talking and you can't hear anything. Yeah. I remember my early days in Guyana when people speak. I said, eh? Sorry? Excuse me? Even now, still some of the people, when they are speaking, you have to be very careful to hear the Creolese, the mixture, and all of that. That's fantastic, yeah. In East Coast, East Bank and Sikibu in Virgin Ocean, it was very deep. Very deep. So all of a sudden, yeah. I didn't understand anything. Are you with me? So we are saying that God has a pattern, all right? And God's pattern of ministry is that you will give tithe. You will pay tithe. You will pay a tenth of your increase towards the ministry. Because without your tithe, you look at it, without the money you give to the church cannot exist. So when I ask you, give 5,000, you may wonder, why 5,000? Why? Because the church has to be taken care of. So your lack of understanding of ministry is what will make you not want to give money to the church. If you give the church 20,000 today, I'll be happy. Hey, I'll be very happy. I'll say, Lord, bless my sister. Lord God Almighty. Bless. I'll pray for you, I tell you. Those who give $100, say, God bless you. because you don't understand ministry. Because if we don't get the money, like I'm telling you, when I came here, I actually got a car before the church started. Yes, Bishop bought me a vehicle. And he was paying me a salary every month. So it's part of the package. So that I could stay here and that you will come like you are sitting now today. So when you say, what is all that money for? You probably don't understand ministry. You see, you are used to the agile ministry and all these people type of ministry where you don't see where money goes. Because those people are not doing anything. They're just living their lives and they're doing politics. So you don't understand what the church uses money for. This building was bought. The money we used to buy this building, cash, it didn't come from Guyana. C'est l'argent. L'argent. L'argent is money. L'argent.
Beaucoup, l'argent.
Hello. You schemer. Wallach. It's good to be bilingual, though. You see, when you have these people come among us, it even changes your mind. Because you speak Creoles all the time. Now you have somebody who doesn't understand what you're saying. So now you change. You can learn some French. Yeah, you can learn one or two. On deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept, huit, neuf, dix. On deux, trois, quatorze. Hey, don't bring my French to her. My French is coming, I tell you. Yeah, it's coming. Oh. There was a senior in our school. We used to use a French book. The guy could recite the French from chapter 1 to chapter whatever. In the night, the guy was so intelligent. And in the night, when everybody's sleeping, he would start running around the school and speaking in French. He will recite the book without the book from chapter 1 to the end. What? C'est Madame Imba. Le professeur est devant la classe. Hey! My God. He will recite the whole thing. The whole book. The guy was so brilliant. Yeah. Later some Obia people killed him. Yeah. He chewed his tongue and died. He chewed it out. Because he used to come from a very, very dark place. Nobody prospers from that village. And he had risen up. He was a science student. He was going to do engineering. I think when he entered first year university, that was it. He died. Very mysterious death. He chewed his tongue and died. Africa for you. Can you chew your tongue? Try it, let's see. Try it. Jamal, try it. You can put pepper on it and do that. Season it. Put some seasoning on it. Yeah. You want to try it, Joshua? Try it. Chew it. Let's see. I'll buy you another tongue. Don't worry. So God's parting is for you to give a tenth of your increase. So that's why we encourage you to give more. But you see, when you say give more, then there are some people who don't like what we say. But we say, what was that? This building, we bought it for millions. We bought this prime. This is prime real estate. Yeah. Central. Double lot. In the scheme. Yeah. The same money bought us building in New Amsterdam. Bought us a building on the east bank of the Demerara in Pearl. We bought a land in Linden. We bought 9 acres of land on the west bank of Demerara. We are building our national headquarters, if you want to call it. It is money. It's l'argent. L'argent we use. It's money. The the steel structure that was even donated, it was donated to us. It was the cost of it was $200,000. Where do you think we get the money from? It's people's donations. It's not even coming from Guyana. And I've said it in the church. Guyana church has not bought a car for me yet. All the cars I drive, it was either bought for me or I bought the black car myself. The blue car was bought for me from another branch. You are sitting down here for 14 years. You've never even bought a car for me. And my birthday is coming. You probably won't even give me anything. You say things are hard. Things are difficult. That's what you probably say. You might probably say something like that. You know, that's okay. No problem. It's a difficult, you know, it's a difficult situation if you don't speak the language. So what's going on, right? That's okay. Hallelujah. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. So the church has not risen up even to support the one person who is here. It has not come to that point. Do you understand? But we need to support. People are going to places all the time. I need a missionary in Lethem. I need somebody to go to Lethem. And I think that some of these pastors who are around, if we could even have money for them and pay them a salary every month, they could go somewhere and do something. Because the only problem is when you have to study money, study rent, to survive. If you go to some of these Lethem, Madia, Esikobo, and all these places, there are no jobs. Even Georgetown, some people can't get a job. How much more if you go to Lethem? So missions now, because somebody needs to hear the gospel, we have to be able to pay some people a salary. Let them preach. Buy a building for them in Lethem. Buy a building for them in Madi and say, you know what? Take this money every month, whatever, 60,000, 100,000, whatever. Take it and just do church. I think some people's lives will be affected by that. But it's all money. We have not even finished our cathedral to even go into things like that. And it's come from the tithe. It comes from the offerings. So when we say it's offering time, you should have a mindset that God is using that avenue, that pattern, to take care of missions and the ministry. That is it. Whenever it's offering time, it's tithe, that is when you have the opportunity to respond to God's pattern. God's pattern. Now you read a scripture before we close. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22. Yeah, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22. Thou shalt truly tithe. GF, you can sit down. No problem, girl. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bringeth forth year by year. Verse 23 says what? And thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there. The tithe of thy corn, of thy wine. You see, its tithe is coming from every area. Because that is how the ministry works. Everything you must tithe. I know Mr. Black, he pays his tithe even when he's not here. I hope Natasha pays the full tithe and not keep back something. I have to ask Dale how much tithe so that I know what Natasha is paying for him. We have to investigate Natasha, don't you think so? All the dresses and the shoes she's wearing, we've got to investigate her. Yeah. Take her to Soku, Special Organized Crime Unit, Camp Street. And then salary for assets. The vehicle and the system in the vehicle and the tithes and everything. Let's find out whether it's Dale's tithe. Yeah. Dale travels very often. We don't see him. We're going to see him for a few more weeks and he's out. And when he goes, he sends his tithe. Because you have to understand that is the pattern God has established for the church to continue. And if you love God, if you love his church, you must be part of this pattern. Yeah. Yeah. Part of this pattern. Support missions. Let me tell you, the money that Lighthouse Chapel International has invested in Guyana, we will not be able to pay it yet. I don't know when we can match it. Bought a building on the East Bank for millions of dollars. Bought a land in Linden. Bought this building for millions of dollars. I don't know when yet. without any bank loan. I'm there, and then money will be wired into the church's account, and I'm signing checks of millions of dollars that I have never held before. I tell you, this missions. The money. Why? For the sake of the gospel. For the sake of the preaching of the gospel. For the sake of people's life being turned around. People getting to know Jesus Christ. That is why we spend money. The Reverend Isa was telling me last night, there's a lady who doesn't like me in babies. You know why? Because the first time I went there to preach in a church in a convention, I was giving out envelopes. And I was asking 10,000, 5,000. Since that the woman doesn't come to church, she doesn't like me anymore. She's a witch. She can only be a witch. How do you expect the church? How do you say you don't like a pastor because he was asking people to give offering? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Toya, it doesn't make sense. If the pastor is asking for offering and you don't have to give, so, why do you take that to not like the pastor to even leave the church? And it's only Judas who was against Mary pouring oil on the feet of Jesus. Whenever something is being done for the church, the people who speak against this are the people who have the Antichrist spirit. I tell you. Somebody asks you, do you believe in all the things he's saying? You don't believe it. So what else do you want to believe? So those of you who are not regular tithers, please repent. Hunt every month. Forget about Shemiba and the babies. Pay tithe. God will take care of them. Tithe is something you don't have to play with if you understand ministry. No, you will never. The righteous is not forsaken. The righteous can never be forsaken. The righteous can never be left to suffer. I don't know that. I don't understand that. So Mission Sunday, I'm going to ask you to give some money specially for missions. Missions in Guyana, missions across the world. Before our tithe, our offerings, and our cathedral offering. And Emi Bode is coming too. Because I'm not part of this mission offering. I am. My mission offering is coming this week. Yeah, I want to see how much Prince is going to give me for praying for him to become a big man now. He drives a vehicle. And I put gas in the vehicle every week and every day. Enjoying himself. Join the club of degree holders. All these things. I don't know how much offering he's going to give me next week on me birthday. Yeah. Stand to your feet, please. Debu. Stand up, Debu. Let's pray. Father, thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for explaining to us the pattern of ministry. It comes through the tithe and the offerings that, Lord, you give to us through the people you have blessed and called and chosen. I pray that we will always continue to support. We have supported in the past. Many still support. I pray that many more will jump on the support train and continue to support this mission and this ministry here in Guyana and even beyond the borders of this beautiful country. Thank you for teaching us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. You are here this morning. You are not saved. You are not born again. I want to say, Bishop, please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. If you are here like that, I want to pray with you. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Just lift up your right hand. Bishop, please pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Just your right hand up high. Just your right hand up high. Just your right hand up high. Your right hand up high. God bless you. I see that hand. I see that hand. God bless you. I see that hand. If you lifted up your hand, I want to please ask you to come to me. I want to pray for you. Come, my friend, come. At the back, with a nice plait hair, with a white t-shirt. Come, I want to pray for you. Go, come for them as they come. Come, my dear. Come, my sister. Come for them. Come for them. That's my friend coming there. Come, brother, come. Oh. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come to Jesus this morning. Come to Jesus. To the Father. Are you coming? Are you coming? Don't you give
Broken heart, broken life, He will take them all.
God bless you.
The power of the word.
Oh, God, for them, God, for them. Bless you, sir. Bless you.
Everything
God bless you.
Was done,
God bless you.
So you will come.
Bless you, my son.
Come to the Father.
Though your gift is small.
Though your gift is small.
Broken life.
Broken heart. Broken life.
Come to Jesus.
He will take them all. The power of the world.
Young lady coming, clap for her. God bless you. God bless you. I like it when you smile. It's a good day for you, I tell you. Yeah. You know, do you have family in America? Really? Mother, father?
No, just two brothers.
Two brothers. Are they American citizens?
Yeah.
Oh, they are home right now. Do you know how happy they were when they got the American passport?
Yeah.
Ah! What's your name? Leroy. This is today what you are actually coming to do is receiving heaven passport. Yes. And it is far above any passport in the world. Yeah, it's invisible. In fact, you can travel with it, but nobody will see it. Immigration officers can't handle you when you are traveling. That's why when I see police, I stop and I drive on. Because what are they looking for? My passport. They can't even see my passport. They can't see my ID card that belongs to heaven. You are going to be one of the most important citizens of the kingdom of God after this simple prayer. Hallelujah. What's your name, son? Julius, how old are you? You're 12. Which school do you go to?
Charlestown Secondary.
Charlestown Secondary. Miss Harry, are you in Dolphin or Charlestown? Dolphin. Who is in Charlestown? Do you have anybody fishing from Charlestown? Who invited you?
My mom.
Who's your mom?
Dion Paul.
Oh, Dion. Dion. It's Dion. Not Dion. 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 Okay, wow. This is a Dion from our Suriname church. She's Guyanese, but she lives in Suriname. That's Shemibe's sister. Wonderful. Wow. Did you come from Suriname or you live here? You live here. Me know you. So when mommy goes back to Suriname, you will be coming to church, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yes, me, I know you'll be coming to church. We'll come for you. Charleston and Dolphin Secondary are together, isn't it? Yeah. Miss Harry will come looking for you. Hallelujah. Are you ready to enter into the kingdom and become citizens of heaven? What's your name, sweet girl?
Shania.
How old are you?
15.
You just walk so. I mean, I like the way you walk. You're coming to the kingdom, so you have to walk nicely. From today, you're going to be a citizen of heaven. Amen. Bow down your heads. Let's pray this prayer together. Church, join in as we pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. I believe God raised him from the dead. I open my heart right now. And I invite Jesus to come into my heart. To come into my life. To be my Lord and Savior. From this day forward, I confess that I am born again. I am a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I am now a child of God, and my name is in the book of life. I believe all of this with all my heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name,
Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.